Hi, and welcome to Hole in One, the Goulburn Valley Golf Show. This is a part of the Super Saturday Sports Show that you can listen to as to keep up to date with all things happening on the courses around the Goulburn Murray Golf Association. This show airs on a weekly basis on a Saturday throughout the year and is hosted by Michael Van Dorser and Brandon Riley on 1FM Shepparton Radio. So let's have a listen and see what they have got up to this week.
The Golf Show, with thanks to Next Level Golf. Visit www.nextlevelgolf.com.au and take your game to the next level.
And this bloke always flies next level as I bring Dave Roberts via the phone patch to 1FM 98.5 live and local. How are you, DR, on this Saturday morning?
I'm very well, Mr. Mark, and yourself?
I'm not too bad. How is overcast Tatura looking today?
Well, I think you've described it perfectly. It's looking overcast as I look out here, yes. But I think it's going to be a little bit cooler than a few days earlier this week.
Yeah, look, it's still got a bit of humidity about it, though, hasn't it? But look, there's going to be a bit of rain around 4 o'clock this afternoon, but I don't think it's going to worry the golfers or the cricketers or the bowlers or the tennis players too much today.
It might be a bit later, but I think from what I've looked at, I think there's more chance of rain or a little bit of rain on Monday.
But yeah, you wouldn't want to be up at Sydney today. They're on a heavy 10 for Randwick. I'll talk about that in the next half hour, but gee, it's been very wet up there. They've had to call the Doomben races off today. They called them off a couple of days ago, actually.
Oh, okay. The other one I heard this morning, and I didn't catch the town, somewhere in Queensland, they had 638 millimetres of rain in the day.
Mm.
The other thing is Wivenhoe Dam is spilling water, and the Hinds Dam that supplies the Gold Coast, it's free-flowing 5 metres over the dam wall. So there you go. We might be lucky we're not getting that much.
Yeah, look, it might filter down, but it might not filter down as badly as they're getting it up north at the moment.
But it would be good for this area to get a bit of rain right now.
Yeah, it'd be good to get a little bit of rain, but certainly not to those levels that you're talking.
February's been very dry.
Yeah, no, it has been a very dry February, and it's been a wettish sort of summer though. Do you think or not?
Yeah, it was early. We had some good rain December and a bit in January, but then bingo. Since then, I don't think we've had any in February at all, have we? We might have had a few drops the other day, but no. Oh, some people have. It's just gone around a bit. But
yeah, Albury got a bit of a spray earlier this February, but it sort of avoided us in the Shepparton area, in the more Goulburn Valley type area. It sort of went around us.
Yeah, it has. Yeah, they've had a fair bit up north and a bit to the south of us, but no, we've missed it, Mark. We've missed it.
And that's it for the meteorology show. I can't even say meteorology. I won't even try. How's that?
We do that pretty well every Saturday now, don't we? The weather report takes up a bit of time.
And now for the shipping report. Do you remember when the BBC used to do that?
Will we?
Hmm? Do you remember when the BBC used to do that? You'd be listening to the cricket back in the 80s and then they'd leave the cricket for the shipping report. Maybe you don't remember that, Dave.
The shipping report.
The BBC shipping report.
There is two cargo vessels due down the Warringah Western Channel later today.
Well, I'm not going to even try and say meaty. I'm not. Why did I go again? I'm not bothering.
See you, Mark.
Yeah, no worries. How about we talk a bit of golf, Dave?
Golf. Okay. Let's go to Florida, Mark. Is that a good idea?
Yeah, let's go to sunny Florida. Sounds great.
The Honda Classic is on at the moment. Now, people may remember last year Matt Jones, the Aussie, he had his first big win in the Honda Classic, but I'm sorry, Matt. This year he's plus seven and he hasn't made the cut, so he won't be playing the last 2 days. But Daniel Berger is minus 10 with two rounds of minus five, followed by Chris Kirk on minus seven. So two Americans doing pretty well, but I don't think there is an Aussie that's made the cut. I found Matt Jones and Lucas Herbert in the list this morning, but they haven't made the cut. So the Honda Classic we'll see on on Sunday, who's come away with that. Now, last week I mentioned this, the Super League that Greg Norman's involved with trying to get up in Saudi Arabia. The idea they're just offering huge, huge baskets full of cash for the world's best players to go and play this Super League golf in Saudi Arabia. But a few of the big names, Dustin Johnson, one has come up this week and said, no, I'm just going to stick to the PGA Tour. I'm not heading there. And a few others are saying the same thing. And Rory McIlroy made a big statement this week and said, nah, what is it? It's just dead in the water. No one's going to go. So it'll be interesting to see how that pans out. But a few of the really big names are not going to sign up to Super League at this stage. So Greg Norman might be doing a fair amount of running trying to get this Super League up now in Saudi Arabia. I think the other big news, I think, this week was Hannah Green. Last Sunday up at Cobram Baruga in the TPS tournament, Hannah Green has become the first pro golfer in the world to win in a men's and women's event. Up there at the TPS at Cobram Baruga, they played men's and women in the same event, and Hannah Green, she was up the top there most of the time, had a little bit of a dip in round three and then came back very, very strongly in round four to take it. So well done to Hannah Green, and that made the news everywhere. That's got headlines for golf. Most of the papers was talking about Hannah Green's great effort. But I think apart from Hannah, the other thing I should do is give a big plug. If anyone's listening up there at Cobram Baruga, congratulations on your efforts. It was a big thing. I spoke to quite a few of the Cobram Baruga ladies at Pennant Final on Sunday. They'd been working flat out for 4 or 5 days as marshals for crowd control and scoring and all that sort of thing. So well done, Cobram Baruga. You've done your club proud and you've got it for another couple of years. So that's really, really good news. I mentioned Pennant. Well, last Sunday, we had our final of the Golden Murray Interclub Pennant. It was played at Kyabram Valley View. Pretty warm to hot it was over there last Saturday. But I need to say a special thanks to Valley View Club. If you're listening over there, guys, just before you tee off and the wonderful ladies in the kitchen, thank you for your efforts. Your efforts with mowing greens, getting the course up, the catering and your hospitality, it was just fantastic. And the other thing, apart from the results, which I'll get into soon, what a lot of the players commented on, both the men and women finalists, on the way the games were played, just the spirit of the game, no rot and carry on, but just everyone went out there and played it and enjoyed it. So in the women's final, poor old Cobram Baruga had been top of the ladder for all the season. They played Shep team. And I mentioned it was a bit of a tough gig for the women after working so hard on the course for a few days in the heat. Don't take anything away from Shep. They played really well. Shep captain Sally Naylor with Marg Oldfield. They led from the start with a convincing 4-3 win. Adele Banch and Sally Phillips-Lynham had a close tussle and just managed with a couple of holes to go. And the final Shepherd and pairing, Jacinta Harrington and Lynn Cogger, proved too strong for Marg Wallace and Veronica Irving. So Shep went away with a 3-0 victory. So congratulations. In the men's, it was the combined Rushworth-Merrigan team who took on Hilltop Datura. 5-pair in the men. Again, as you'd like in finals, the contest was very close. Rushworth-Merrigan first pair of Alan Ackerstrom, Tony Giesler. They played really well. Steady golf, and it just proves that steady golf is great in Pennant. They had an easy win. Then Hilltop struck back. Ty Gurney and Mike McNair. And then Rushworth, father and son, Jeff and Sam Perry. Well done, boys. Again, Jeff steady, Sam having a real go at it. They had a good win over Johnny Deller and Scott Perry. Then Hilltop, Travis Worm and Ryan Lindsay, they knocked up a win. So at this stage, it was 2-2, one match to go. The final group virtually went to the wire, but the Rushworth-Merrigan pair of Clint Pregoda and Greg Hall, they were just too good for Davies and Nicholson. Ray Nicholson was given heaps of strokes, but just couldn't quite get there. So the Merrigan-Rushy pair, they had a 2-1 win on the 17th, and that therefore gave the Rushy-Merrigan a 3-2 win. So well done, and they've got the photos and the stories in the paper. We thank Valley View. I thank the captains, Shane and Mandy, for their efforts. They came over for presentations and organising it all. So, yeah, pennant's over. I get to have a rest tomorrow, first Sunday off for ages. So I might have a cup of coffee and enjoy that. Into round the traps, let's go down to Kiala last Saturday. Sue Maynard, good on your runner. She won the women's with 34 points, men's A grade. Tony Papalo won with 36 and Mike Prater won B grade with 40 points. Women on Wednesday only played 9 holes. Again, I think they're worrying a bit about the heat there. And Naria Santini won with 39 net. I reckon I read Naria's name out last week or a couple of weeks before. Thursday, men's A, Graham Mills, and B grade, Terry Allen. Down at Nagambie, they tried to beat the heat. Winners A, B, and C. Rhonda Richards cleaned up down there with 39 points. Well done. Rhonda is an absolute stalwart of Nagambie Club and lady captain. She's been treasurer for 200 years, secretary for heaps and heaps of years, and just stepped down from that role. So well done, Rhonda. Great effort. The 9-hole winner was Carol Wallace. And Chicken Run, 28 players, David Love with plus 2. Well done, David. He's captain down there, so good to see the workers having a go. Valley View. Countbacks were extensive use last Saturday's par event. B-grade Jeff Strachan posted the day's best score of plus 3. Win by a... In A-grade, Pooch McHale finished square. One shot ahead of Daryl Harrison. Tracy Wade won the ladies' comp with a score of a square or even with the card. Jack Hammond was the headline act on Tuesday. Following his last week's score of 39 points, he had 40 this week to win B grade. Great effort, Jack. Two consistent weeks. And Gordon Mackay won A grade with 36 points. Closer here to home, across the road, Hilltop ladies, they hit off early to try and beat the heat, which the other two clubs have reported about. Robin Downs won the day with plus 2 in a par for A grade. Hey, Bev Roberts won B grade with square, and she took out the crow's nest for nearest the pin on the 14th. Nearly had a hole in one, and have I heard that story a few times in the last week. The final of the Glen Robbins singles event was played on Friday, but bad luck, Bev. She was in that. She played Jeanette Haywood, and Jeanette prevailed to win on the 18th. I think Bev played well on the front nine and Jeanette played well on the back nine. Wednesday's four-ball Stableford Edna Starrett sponsored. They are off and big on there, go into the qualifiers and the match play for that. The men, the week started with the attack of the Corrales yet again. Then Tuesday's event was won by Jared Taylor with 39 points. Thursday, Peter the Great Caldo won with 70 net. And huge numbers at Twilight, and again, Peter Fiddy's won with 23. Someone's got to chop his handicap. Next week, I'll be reporting on the cross-country Twilight at Hilltop, an annual crazy event. It's a bit of fun. On Saturday, we had the privilege of being sponsored by Drummond's Golf, and the very tolerant Lincoln Ferrari come over and joined with. Poor old Lincoln had to play with me and I didn't have the best of day. So thank you, listening. Lincoln, if you've got the radio going on the shop this morning, thank you very much to Drummond Golf and thanks for the sponsorship. Beck Jeffers had a fantastic 43 points to win the men's. To win the women's. I'm sorry, Beck, 43 points. Beck Jeffers won the women. the men's field was a bit down because we got people like in South Australia trying to catch blue crawler crabs. Relative new member Gavin Curley won A grade with 40 points. Good on you, Gavin. You're really coming to the show here. B grade, Josh the Serpentine Kid McRae took the honours with 40 points ahead of Pat Davies. I was wanting Pat Davies to be in the clubhouse because he might have given a bit of a song rendition at presentations, but he had to go home. And C grade, Simon Russell with 42 points. Again, Hilltop reported it was bad luck they lost the pennant, but well done to Rushworth Merrigan, and it's 2 years running that Hilltop have made the final, so they're pretty happy with that. Up at Numurkah, Nifty Smith, Neville Nifty Smith, was the best of the hot scorers on Thursday's Bear Challenge. 41 points, gave him a four-point win in A grade over Ronnie Allway Smith. B grade winner Jack Hepworth survived a count back on 38. The usual new Peter Malins, been reasonable form of late, but had a bad day on Thursday, winning the boiled lollies with only 25 points. Barry Smedgy won the Mickey Mouse ears for failing to make the ladies' tee on three occasions. Afternoon, the Saturday up there. I reckon you've got to be very game to play golf at Numurkah. I'm going to go up one day and see if I can survive it. But Jack Dell and Shankster, you cop a bit of a blast in their reports, and it's really great to get that feeling of that real feel for the atmosphere and the fun the club they've got going up there at Numurkah. Anyway, on Saturday, Graham Doggy Sprunt had an excellent score of 43 Stableford points for A grade. Steve Thornton had a great day surviving a count back 42 points to win B grade. The women, the warm weather kept a few away on Wednesday. That's consistent in all reports, isn't it? Helen Smedgy and Jill Wilson jostled it. Jill Wilson's just in the report every week. I should call it the Jill Wilson Show. And Helen took down the count back with 71. Bev Hutchins, hey, Shankster, did you just write this or is this fair dinkum? And she finally managed to hole round on Saturday, and she won the Stableford event with 39 points. On Thursday, Jan Stevens was the best in B division at Chook Run, and Julie Daniel took out Division 1 up there for Chook Run. They've got 5 weeks to go in their special Chook Run season, so there'll be no more reports on that until the secret is revealed. And last Wednesday, they did a couple of things the Numurkah women do with Yarrawonga women. They had a visit from Yarrawonga. So that's great to see a bit of sharing of games throughout the district up there and into Yarrawonga. Well done. Merrigan, I'm going to give a big plug to Bill Bray. I spoke to Bill at the pennant final on Sunday, and very promptly he's put me in his email so we can get some good reports for Merrigan Golf. Now they contested the Bernie Doyle Memorial. Again, field down because people who had to play pennant on Sunday. John Fuller, 35 points to win. Well done. John, on Thursday's Twilight, Craig Doherty, 38 points. And in their sort of wash-up of the competition over the whole Twilight season, Craig's now closing the gap on brother Simon in catching the points. And they are very, very happy about their win of the pennant last Sunday. And one thing that I'm very appreciative of, Bill has put in a report, thanks to the GMGA for their efforts in organising. So it's great to be thanked for their work that we do. Over at Maroopna, they got a 7-hole lightning game sponsored by Pete Autos. Peter Van Tiglin, well done, mate. That's good. That's a quick, fast game. They play 7 holes. That's on next Sunday. Maroopna people get behind it. Saturday, Division 1 won by Wayne Gilby with 71 net. Division 2, Henry Keel with 72 net. And Division 3, Kyle James with 64 net. And the monthly medal, you'll get run out, Kyle. Ladies, Division 1, Marg Heaney won with a 69 net. Sunday, their best was Julie Evans, had 30 points. Tuesday, best Leo Barry with 39 points. Women's big event on Wednesday, Karen Buckley won with 76. Net Division 2, Kay Faulkner with 76. And Division 3, Dawn Waters on 80. Ashley Hockey took out Twilight, and Laurie Stewart took out Wednesday's event. Shep, the Grumpy Old Men sponsored Tuesday. Now, that'd be something to keep away from, but Carl Van Zeest came in with 39 points to win the Grumpy Old Men prize. I don't know what that means if Carl's a grumpy old man. B-grade, Ed Murdoch with 41 points. Ladies, Stableford Comp. Their Division 1, Heather Phillips. 1, Division 2, Veronica Minogue. Chook Run, their winning score was Brett Johnson. Men's Thursday, sponsored by Daryl Twitt. Trent Nicholson and Jared Nicholson won the four ball with 48 points. Their chicken run is getting down to their shootout, so 10 players qualify, so have fun with that. Saturday they played par, sponsored by Peter Cardamone Real Estate. Helen Jennings won with +3 and Karen Sharon on +1. Mick Giorgio won the men's with A grade with +4. B grade, Mike Mulligan +4. And Angelo Borelli had the best score of +5 to take C grade. They are very happy of winning their pennant for the ladies. So well done, girls. I'll finish off at Parkland. A lot of yelling over there last Saturday. Lynn Berry had a hole in one. Well done, Lynn. They heard it all, the cheers all around the course. They were playing for the Royal Children's Hospital Friday appeal. The Kai Fire Brigade cooked a barbecue, and overall they raised $1,385. So well done, Parkland. A great cause, and it sounded like a great event. Winning couples to get their name inscribed on the Bert Wildman Trophy, Di Bruin and Heather Sleeth for the women, and Rick Walsh and Dylan Gallivan for the men. Tuesday women, Heather Sleeth continued her good form to win A grade with 56 net. Trudy Plum won B grade with 52, and Di Bruin again. Two winners on Saturday, won again Tuesday with 55 net. And the men's four ball best ball won by Chris Harmer and Steve Walsh with 46 points. And righto, I'll finish off next Sunday, and it's at Hilltop, is the Golf Australia Victorian four ball qualifier. I think you can still enter online on the Golf Australia website, so the winners, the qualifiers from Hilltop to get to go to the playoffs down at Portsea, I think it is. Then for all clubs, we head into the long weekend. That'll have tournaments and matches everywhere. On Sunday the 27th, back at Hilltop where it got postponed from last year, we have the district teams event. The Grey Barton for the men and the Golan Hicks Kelly for the women will be on Sunday the 27th. All the information for that will go out early this week. And on the 29th, which is a Tuesday, we have a delegates meeting. So all you clubs listening, get your delegates to the GMGA meeting on that Tuesday night. And I reckon, Mark, I've come in here at 10:30 on the dot, haven't I?
You just about have, Dave. You got any more for us on this Saturday morning?
No, I reckon that'll do. Although, have I got a couple of minutes?
You have got a couple of minutes.
Okay, there's one thing I just have jotted down here if I had time.
Yep.
What I'm finding is really interesting around the clubs of the district. Now, a lot of clubs have twilight comps, which is probably good. They usually play nine holes. I get the reports. It's really interesting how at some clubs they get very, very few players, only a handful, and other players it can be nearly their biggest comp of the week. So it's just, I guess it's interesting the culture or how it's operated. And I did say last Thursday, and a report on this next week, at Hilltop every year, and I'm really happy about this because it's the first time in 25 years I haven't had to set the course up. So thank you, Michael Mulcahy and Justin Ellison, for doing that. But just play something stupid and go all over the place, and it's just fun. But, yeah, no, it's really interesting to just to match that, see how the clubs do handle Twilight. It's a nine-hole comp. Nine-hole comps are growing all throughout Australia, as I said in the participation report last week, I think. So, yeah, that's just a really interesting snippet of things that I start thinking about when I get the report. So we'll see how we get on next week, Mark.
Now, Dave, before you go, I just want you to bear witness to this. I hope this works.
Yep. Meteorology. Meteorology.
That's what I was trying to say earlier.
I didn't quite catch it.
It's meteorology. You know, I still get it wrong, and I've got it phonetic.
Yeah.
What do I call that phonetic in front of me?
Yeah, that's meteorology.
Would you like it one more time? Because it's absolutely annoying.
Right.
Meteorology.
There you go.
Righto, Mark.
All right, I'll let you go, Dave.
I'll go and check the cloud cover before I go to golf.
No worries. Good golfing, mate.
Thanks, Mark. See you next week.
Dave Roberts, of course, he is the president of the Golden Valley Golf Association. That's with thanks to Next Level Golf. He'll be back just after 10 o'clock next week for the first golfing show of the autumn. Of course, that was the last golfing show of summer. Of course, autumn's beginning Tuesday, March 1. Can't believe that. Of course, the AFL is only 18 days away.
Next Level Golf. Take your game to the next level.
From all here at the Maroopna Golf Club, thank you to the local footballing and greater community for supporting us throughout the pandemic. Whether you're a serious golfer looking to improve your game, or you, your mates, or your family are just looking for a bit of fun, remember, the Maroopna Golf Club is home to the Goulburn Valley's only full-length driving range, open to the public 7 days a week. Have a meal in our bistro with Palmy Nights now on every Thursday. And don't forget to check out our fully stocked and price competitive pro shop for all of your golfing equipment and apparel needs. Thank you, and see you here at the Maroopna Golf Club.
Station sponsor.
If you have enjoyed the show, then please let us know what you think at our socials. 1FM Super Saturday Sport on Facebook and Twitter, and tune in from 8 a.m. next week to find out more. Till next week, goodbye.